Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as a Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Washington today has become the city of the exposed nerve and sensitive conscience. The reason? David Weller, a minor government official, has been accused of appropriating government funds. And as the congressional subcommittee headed by Senator McCrae continues to probe for facts, calling more witnesses, asking more questions, producing more evidence, our nation's capital quakes with an acute sense of the jitters. No man can be an island in this political sea. And there's no telling how many important personalities, guilty and innocent, may be swept out in the tide. In fact, I've just come from an exclusive interview with Senator McCrae, in which he revealed the name of the latest surprise witness to be called before the committee. Surprise it is, too. For that witness is to be Senator Dean Edwards.
Ginger?
What? Oh, good morning, Senator Edwards.
What's this all about? Do you know anything about this?
About what?
This.
Oh, the subpoena.
Yes, the subpoena. What's McCrae's committee want me for? I can't tell them anything they don't already know.
Well, according to the grapevine, you're expected to tell all you know about David Weller.
That would take a fast 2 minutes soaking wet. I met Weller once. About a year ago.
15 months. 15 months ago, he helped on that soil conservation study you made.
Well, you've been checking, I see.
Gotta protect you. That committee isn't letting anything get away, including David Weller.
Careful now. According to George Hanna, Weller is guilty. And old generous George is a powerful man in politics, runs a rugged machine.
His eyes are too close together. What's more, he's been trying to get you all morning.
Me? What's that hoodlum want with me?
George Hanna, powerful man, rugged machine.
Never mind that. What's Hanna want?
Said he must talk to you about David Weller.
Well, I'd better get over to the Hill.
Mr. Hanna's bound to call again. What'll I tell him?
Tell him to forget it. We'd never see eye to eye. His eyes are too close together.
Ah, Edwards. Young, dynamic, and elusive. Been looking everywhere for you.
Oh. Hello, Hanna.
You're a difficult man to pin down, Edwards. Always on the go. A veritable dynamo, right?
Look, Hanna, this cloakroom is reserved for senators only.
Is that so? Well, forgive me if I feel a sense of ownership. You've noticed the number of my protégés here, haven't you?
If you'll excuse me, I have...
One moment, Senator.
I'm busy, Hanna.
Of course you are, so I'll be brief and to the point. Thursday morning, Senator McCrae's committee will question you about David Weller. You don't like Weller, do you?
I hardly know him.
But what you know, you don't like, right?
Wrong. He impressed me as a pretty decent guy.
Oh, go on now. You're joshing, pulling my leg, eh? First time you saw Weller, you said to yourself, there is a man I could never trust. That's what you said, right?
Hanna, you're about as subtle as a meat axe. Why are you so eager to pin something on Weller?
Merely my sense of duty, Senator. My familiarity with the political world has helped me to unveil evidence that proves Weller stole money from our government. As a citizen, it's my obligation to bring this culprit to justice.
Really? What else is new?
Smart, smart. Oh, this Edwards, this smart young man. Listen, smart young man. I've spent a lot of time and money to prove Weller's dishonesty. Any evidence or testimony to the contrary implies that I'm a liar, right?
Right.
Well, I couldn't sit still and let someone like you, a junior senator, imply that I'm a liar. You see...
Forget it, Hannah. I don't feel like listening to another one of your deals.
No deals this time, Edwards. I'm respecting your attitude toward deals. And in return, I ask only that you respect my attitude toward my work.
And what does that mean?
I've been called a kingmaker, Edwards. A political kingmaker. As a matter of protection, kingmakers must be kingbreakers, too. I can break you, Edwards.
Get out, Hannah. I have a sensitive stomach.
Oh, I don't mean to break you professionally. In this case, the term break refers specifically to your back.
Hi. Any messages, Ginger?
Yes, there's a Mr. Maxim waiting in the inner office.
Ginger, you know I don't want to see anyone today. With the hearings coming up,
This is Judd Maxim, Senator. He's David Weller's attorney.
Oh? What does he want?
You. More than anything else right now, he wants to talk to you.
Here, look at these letters, Senator. Every one of them signed by George Hanna himself.
Huh? Pretty potent stuff. Where'd you get these, Mr. Maxim?
My client, Dave Weller. You'll notice they're all addressed to members of his department.
Uh-huh.
Here, look. This one. An offer of a bribe. States terms and everything. And here, a threat to a man who turned a bribe down, signed by Hanna.
What's this one? A payoff of some kind?
Let's see. Oh, acknowledgement by Hanna of a kickback. Hanna evidently had something on this man, used it for blackmail.
Good, clean-living citizen, that Hanna.
Yes. Do you wonder, Senator Edwards, that Hanna is so eager to put Dave Weller out of circulation?
No, not now, I don't.
Every charge Hanna has made against my client is phony, Senator. But Hanna has the power and the contacts to build a big frame and hang it in the most conspicuous place. He was able to frighten these other victims into silence. But when Weller wouldn't submit, Hanna had to go all out just to protect himself.
Why haven't you turned these letters over to Senator McCrae?
What has taken until now to get them? It took a lot of persuading to make these people give the letters up. Hanna has them bulldozed. They're scared stiff.
One more question, Maxim.
I know. Why am I bringing these letters to you?
Exactly. Why not file them as evidence with the committee? The case would explode in Hanna's fat face.
Senator, the wheels of justice turn slowly at times. Hanna has the influence to slow them even more. Our greatest weapon against him is surprise.
Surprise?
Yes. If I enter this evidence through the usual channels, he'll find some way to kill it. He's a ruthless man, Senator, and desperate.
Yes, I'm finding that out myself.
Now, this evidence has to catch him unawares before he can pull strings or use any strong-arm tactics.
I see. Now, then you want me to present this evidence when I testify, that it?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't appear until Thursday, you know. That's 2 days away. What if Hanna learns I have the letters?
We can't let him know. We can't let anyone know. At least the letters will be safer with you than anyone else.
I hope you're right.
Will you do it, Senator?
Let me have the letters, Maxim. I'll check through them at home tonight.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate this, Senator. It's a novelty to find someone in Washington who's willing to fight George Hanna.
I hope we can beat him without brass knuckles.
Oh, take my card in case you should want to call me.
Fine. I'll be in touch with you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Senator, and thanks again.
Taxi! Hey, taxi!
What do, mister?
Pierce Street, second house from the corner.
You're walking pretty late tonight, ain't you?
Uh-huh. More work to do at home.
You'll never get to Congress that way, pal.
What do you mean?
Walking late, I mean. I see you come out of the Senate office building this late, I say to myself, this poor guy ain't no senator, I say. He's a working man.
Don't senators work?
You kidding? Travel expenses, no parking tickets, free medical care. They can even insult people and claim congressional immunity. Not a care in the world, them senators.
Hey, watch it. That car, look out.
Holy smokes. Did you see that guy?
Yeah. I'm glad you got around to seeing him, too.
Must have been doing 50 and on the wrong side of the street. You know, it looked almost like he was trying to sideswipe us on purpose.
Oh, all right. Nice soft job in the Senate. 27 hours a day. All right, just a minute. Well, what...
Let me in, Senator. I've got to talk to you.
At 1 o'clock in the morning?
Please. Judd Maxim was here, wasn't he?
Well, no, he...
But you have those letters, haven't you? He gave you the letters. I know he gave them to you.
Look, young lady,
Senator, I've got to talk to you. Please. I'm Joan Weller.
Weller?
David Weller's daughter. Senator,
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Weller. Come in. Here, sit down. You look pretty upset.
Yes. Thank you. I'll be all right.
Can I get you anything?
No. No, it's all right.
Well, you just stay put a moment. I'll get you something to tuck in those loose ends. Funny, I never thought of David Weller as having a grown daughter. I imagine this has been quite a strain for you. Miss Weller? Miss Weller? Now, where did she... Well, that was a short visit for... Oh, fine. Come on.
Hello?
Judd Maxim, please.
Speaking, who's this?
Dean Edwards, Judd.
Oh, Senator Edwards.
Listen, does David Weller have a daughter?
Why, yes, Joan. Why, anything wrong?
She just paid me a visit.
Oh, well, she's been taking all this pretty badly.
That's not all she's taking. She just took those letters you gave me.
What?
You heard me. She stole the evidence that could clear her own father.
Back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edmund C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The big news from Washington continues to crackle with sensation and controversy as the David Weller hearings head toward a new and explosive climax. The latest rumor to rock the nation's capital is the revelation that evidence exists to incriminate not David Weller, but Weller's accuser, political boss George Hanna. Washington newspapers attribute this fantastic story to an unidentified source, but veteran reporters are convinced that it is linked in some way with the forthcoming appearance of Senator Dean Edwards before Senator McRae's investigating committee.
Senator Edwards, I thought you had more sense than this.
Than what, Max?
This is the story you gave the newspapers. The last thing we wanted was to let Hanna know we had access to those letters.
Judd, the only way we can let the committee know that this evidence exists is to make it public knowledge.
You could have told Senator McRae, couldn't you?
No. He's pretty touchy about being told how to run his committee. He won't listen to me or any member of the opposition party. But he will listen to pressure from the newspapers.
But if Hanna puts on the pressure first, if he finds the evidence before...
Joan Weller has the letters. Have you been able to find her?
No,
All right. We've got to see that Hanna doesn't either. Yes, Ginger?
Senator McRae is on the line.
Oh, all right. Hello, Senator.
Edwards, what's all this hogwash in the papers about evidence to incriminate George Hanna? Weller's the man we want. You're making my committee look like a bunch of fools, you hear?
Not at all, Senator.
Hanna's our star witness. Make a fool of him and you make fools of us. Stand to reason?
Not if you uncover the evidence, McRae.
What kind of talk is that? Explain yourself.
That evidence actually exists, McRae.
Hogwash. Pure, unadulterated hogwash. Next thing you'll be telling me that Hanna's just trying to frame Weller.
That's right, he is.
Once more I say hogwash. You're talking like Weller's lawyer.
Listen, McCrae, I've seen the evidence.
You've seen it? Well, I haven't seen it, and my committee hasn't seen it. Let's have it, Edwards. Turn it over. Let's get to work on it.
I haven't got it.
What?
Weller's daughter has it. It's a file of letters.
Edwards, I don't know what you're trying to do, but I tell you, you'd better get your story straight by the time you testify tomorrow, you hear? My committee is in no mood for hogwash.
May I ask where you're going, sire?
Someplace where I can get some work done. These phone calls aren't very restful. Here we go again.
Senator Edwards' office?
Let me speak to the senator, quick.
Who's calling, please?
Judd Maxim, hurry.
One moment, please.
Come on, put him on.
Judd Maxim.
Oh, sure. Hello, Judd.
Dean, get out of your office, fast, you're in trouble.
What are you talking about?
Look, I haven't time to explain, just get out of your office, go to a movie, to the gym, anywhere.
Hello? Hello, Judd? Hello?
What is it, Senator?
I don't know, but you're taking the rest of the day off.
What?
You heard me. Go on, buy yourself a new hat or something.
But I have enough work here.
Don't argue, Ginger. Just go. Go on, get out of the office
The senator is in, I say.
Go on, Ginger, beat it.
I'm staying right here.
Let her stay, Senator. After all, she's dedicated her career to protecting you from interlopers.
The senator was just leaving for an important appointment, Mr. Hanna.
He'll see me, won't you, Senator?
What's on your mind, Hanna?
I never reveal my thoughts in the outer office, Senator. Let's say we talk in there.
Senator, you'll be late for your appointment.
It's all right, Ginger. After you, Hanna.
Well, thank you.
All right, Hanna. What do you want?
Oh, let's not be coy, Senator. I want those letters.
I haven't got them.
Then perhaps you'll tell me where I can find them. Well?
I have no intention of telling you a thing, Hanna.
I want those letters, Edwards.
So do I.
Regrettable, these idealistic politicians. Edwards, unless I have those letters before the committee convenes tomorrow, you can expect to graduate from a politician to a statesman.
What does that mean?
I refer to the cynic's definition, the one that describes a statesman as a successful politician who is dead.
Stand where you are.
What?
And don't turn on the light, Senator.
How did you get in here, Miss Weller?
Janitors can be bribed, you know.
Oh?
And, Senator, do as I say. I'm not used to carrying one of these.
Look, Miss Weller, I'm a little tired of threats. What do you want?
I want the letters you took from me.
The letters I took from you? Aren't you a little confused?
Judd warned you about me, didn't he, on the phone?
He warned me about someone. I didn't think it would be you. Now, what's this all about?
I told you. I want the letters you took.
You took them from me, remember?
Yes. Now I want them back.
What are you talking about?
Stand still. Please, Senator. Please give me the letters.
I haven't got them, Joan. Just why are you so eager to keep your father from being cleared? Why so frantic for those letters?
That's not it. That's not it at all.
Well, then what is it?
It's the bribes, the threats, the bullying from Hanna and his men.
Hanna again.
I told Hanna I'd get the letters for him. That was weeks ago. He promised to let my father alone if I got him the letters. Stand still, I said. I want the letters, Senator.
Giving Hanna the letters won't help now, Joan. The hearings have gone too far.
Hanna won't let me alone. He has me followed, threatened. I don't know. I'm so mixed up, so mixed. Oh, it's wrong. I've done it all wrong.
All right, now. Here. Sit here. That's it. Now, tears won't solve this problem. Now, I'll turn on the light. Here. First, let's get rid of that gun.
There's no gun. I haven't got any gun. I couldn't.
Well, that's a good thing. That little act might have worked.
I'm sorry, really. I'm sorry.
Never mind that now. Here, blow.
Oh.
Better?
Thank you.
Now, what about those letters? What makes you think I've got them?
Somebody. Someone must have them. And you're the only one I knew.
You mean someone actually took the letters from you?
They broke in. I came home. My door was open. The letters were gone.
Well, tomorrow's hearings may not make sense, but they're bound to make news.
You may continue the questioning, Senator McRae.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Edwards, you insist under oath that you consider David Weller to be competent and trustworthy.
That's right, I do.
Are you aware that this committee has found much evidence to prove that David Weller stole government funds? Are you? Speak up.
I'm aware of that, Senator McRae. But I'm aware, too, that the evidence may be fraudulent.
Order! Order, please! We must have quiet if we're to hear the testimony of the witness. Continue, Senator McRae.
Senator Edwards, that's a mighty strong statement you made. I suggest that you clarify it for the committee.
I know very little about the evidence your committee has found, Senator McRae, but the evidence I've seen convinces me that George Hanna has reasons other than patriotism to want to remove David Weller from public life.
Mr. Chairman! Mr. Chairman! That's a lie! He's using his congressional immunity to smear me! He can't move a thing!
Please be seated, Mr. Hanna!
Can't be!
Quiet, everyone, please!
That must have been mighty convincing evidence, Senator Edwards. Will you describe it for the committee?
Yes. I told you on the phone the other day that I saw and read a file of letters addressed to members of David Weller's department. The content of the letters revealed the writer to be guilty of blackmail, bribery, extortion, defrauding the government, and a few other crimes. The letters were signed by George Hanna.
Mr. Chairman, he's a liar! He's trying to smear me! Make him produce those letters!
Sit down, Mr. Hanna!
Make him show those letters! He hasn't got those letters! He can't...
Sit down, Mr. Hanna!
As Senator Edwards, can you produce those letters for the committee?
No, I haven't got them. I told you the last person to have them was Miss Joan Weller, David Weller's daughter.
Clerk, those papers, please. Thank you. Senator Edwards, can you identify this?
Why, yes. Yes, that's it. That's the file. These are the letters written by George Hanna.
Mr. Chairman, I enter this file and the letters therein as bona fide evidence to be marked Hanna Exhibit A. I ask that the contents of these letters be read into the record during executive session of this committee to protect the innocent persons involved.
Request granted.
I'd like the record to show, if you please, that this evidence was obtained from the home of Joan Weller under authority of a search warrant sworn out by this committee. Let the record show, too, that the committee is grateful to Senator Dean Edwards for making the whereabouts of the evidence known to us.
Chair suggests that the evidence found by this committee be turned over to a federal grand jury with a recommendation that George Hanna be tried for bribery, extortion, blackmail, attempting to intimidate witnesses, defrauding the government, perjury, and any other charges as determined by said evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Senator Edwards. We couldn't have done it without you, you hear?
Hogwash. Pure, unadulterated hogwash.
Edwin C. Hill again, ladies and gentlemen. The wheels of justice may turn slowly at times, but as long as our government can supply the fuel, they will turn. They turned for David Weller when the charges against him were dropped. They turned for the entire nation when sentence was pronounced on George Hanna. As for the fuel that turns the wheels, as long as our lawmakers protect it from tyrants and demagogues and the desperate schemes of vicious men, the supply will never diminish. For that fuel, of course, is freedom. Freedom, USA.
Our Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
This is Tyrone Power, ladies and gentlemen. Since I've been playing the role of Senator Dean Edwards, I've become more and more aware of the meaning of America and the forces that make a free nation a great one. This series has become my own personal discovery of America, and frankly, I like what I've discovered. I like America because Americans, more than any other people, are individuals. Our ideals in government reflect this thought by Walt Whitman. Underneath all, individuals. I swear nothing is good to me now that ignores individuals. The American compact is altogether with individuals. The only government is that which makes minute of individuals. The whole theory of the universe is directed unerringly to one single individual, namely to you.
Week, may we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.